Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, radio family. This is Sister Judith, and I welcome you to the broadcast today. And as we've been looking at the work that God is doing in the day in which we're living, sort of juxtaposing it with how God was speaking to Israel under the old covenant, God's principles and character have not changed. And we see in them, for example, as we were closing the broadcast yesterday, we looked at Deuteronomy 32, 5, and 6. And basically, we were talking about the sins of omission that they displayed the folly of ingratitude. He said, "Is this the way you repay the Lord, O foolish and unwise people? Is He not your Father, your Creator, who made you and formed you, or your Father who bought you?" And listen to what Deuteronomy 31 and 20 says. "When I have brought them into the land flowing with milk and honey, the land I promised on oath to their forefathers, and when they eat their fill and thrive, they will turn to other gods and worship them, rejecting me and breaking my covenant." Of course, historically, that's exactly what happened. But just as they were ungrateful of what God had done in terms of subduing their enemies, giving them lands and houses and homes and gardens and trees that they didn't plant, they were eating the good of the land because He loved them, but they became ungrateful. How did they do that? By forgetting to thank Him and then doing the things. They lost sight of Him. They became entranced. It was their carnal nature, the carnal nature of man that causes us to sin. And that's exactly what happened to them. Oh, beloved, that can happen to us as well, because it is a time to seek the Lord. God is purging the sons of Levi is what He's doing today. He's raising up a people that are a holy people, a bride without spot, stain, or wrinkle, blemish, no blemish whatsoever. We already have in position the righteousness of Christ, but we are to work out our own salvation with fear and trembling and seek to obey Him and be led by Him in every area of our lives. And if we would, you know, just think back, I don't know about you, but it could sort of make you ashamed that you've just gone on with life and, you know, living in the fast lane, and you've perhaps never given thanks to God for the wonderful blessings He has given you, or the times He may have saved you from danger. You know, there can be so many instances where we have been ungrateful that, you know, it's really shameworthy, and you just want to hide our face when we realize we've treated His love and His mercy and His care for us so lightly. And you know, not it would perhaps be well to confess that sin of omission. And as you do that, the Lord maybe bring things to mind where you have been negligent in other ways. And as you do this, you will be so grateful for the astonishing number of mercies and grace and the favor He's shown that perhaps you've not been as grateful as you should be for. You've never taken the time to say, "Lord, thank you." Something happens, He makes it easier for you. He gives some answer to prayer. Are you really, really grateful? So we were just looking, I was sharing three areas in terms of the sin of omission where we can be guilty. And one was, of course, we've talked about ingratitude. And secondly is the lack of love to God. And yes, that is very possible. Remember when Jesus spoke to the churches of Revelation, they were all his people. He said, you've lost your first love, or you've become rich and increased with goods, and say you have need of nothing. And when we don't give our God the fervent love that he deserves, it injures and wounds his heart. Why? Because what's the greatest commandment of all? That we should love God with all of our heart, mind, soul, and strength, all that we are. David said, I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. Bless the Lord. All that is within me, bless the Lord. Sir, and not just, that doesn't mean just in worship and song and in praise, but in a godly lifestyle. You know, just let's bring it closer to home so we can understand God's heart. Just think how you would feel if you discovered unfaithfulness, or even perhaps the slightest wavering of affection for you in your family members, in your spouse, your wife, your husband, or your children, or perhaps a very dear friend. Wouldn't that break your heart? And if you saw somebody else capturing their hearts, their thoughts, and time, wouldn't that make you feel sad? Wouldn't that bring sorrow and grief to your heart? You would feel a righteous jealousy, because we are to love our parents, our spouse. We become one in the flesh. That's what Jesus described marriage as. And so if we can relate in just some natural ways to how we would respond, just think in a far greater way how God would respond. He is a jealous God. In other words, he doesn't want us to have any gods before him. We need to be so mindful that our very existence is due to him, and our every good and perfect gift that we've ever received has come from him. And so we must not grieve the Lord, but we must be so grateful that he has done so much for us. And when we flirt with other gods, if you will, and oh, we don't bow down to a stone image, but whatever it is, it could be a hobby, it could be a relationship, something else that consumes our time and energy and affection, that offends him with basically your adultery, just like Israel was an adulterous bride, if you will, an adulterous wife, because he was married to them and he was grieved. And so we certainly can do that when we don't love God as fervently as we should. And then thirdly, I'll share with you, and there's certainly other ways, but neglecting the Bible. And God's word is so important. It's the lamp unto our feet. It's a light unto our path. And if you're a Christian, you say, oh yeah, you know, I know I should read the word. And you hear the word when you go to church on Sunday, you do that. But you don't really pick up the word for yourself. How do you know if what the minister is preaching is true or not? You are responsible. Every one of us are responsible for our daily walk with God. And God wants us to come to him every day in prayer and in reading the word and studying the word and meditating upon the word. And it's possible, you know, you haven't read God's word in a long time. I know there's been periods in my life, oh, things were happening, and I just didn't, you know, I was still walking with the Lord, but I wasn't making the time to be in his word. And so, you know, we all have been guilty of that. As we grow in the Lord's admonition and understanding, that happens less and less. So now, a day doesn't go by that I'm not in the word, or if I some circumstances or time is out of my hands, then I'll make it up the next day. I was thinking of a sister who said, you know, I love that Bible calendar you send me. If I miss a day, I make it up the next day. And so that, you know, why? Because that word is God's will to us. And sometimes we can read the word in a way that's, can we say it could be displeasing to the Lord? Sometimes by not then just as, you know, not reading it at all. Many people can read a whole chapter in a way that they couldn't tell you what they've just read. In fact, sometimes if your mind wanders, I don't know about you, I'd have to say that's true in my case, that sometimes our attention, we're thinking about what we need to get onto or what the day holds or the things we're wrestling with, and we don't even remember what we read. And sometimes we pay so little attention to what we've read, we obviously are not demonstrating the effort that we're taking to heart what we're reading. And so the Word of God basically sort of diagrams our responsibilities and duties before the Lord. And so do we read it so lightly that we forget what we read? And, you know, or we don't cherish the Word of God as our very life? And if that's the case, it's no wonder that in the instances of so many people that their spiritual life is not as victorious as it should be. We can live in such a way that, you know, we produce our own failures, basically, because we're not obeying the word of the Lord, because we don't value it. You know, Jesus said, if you love me, you keep my commandments. And so there's many ways in which we can fall short of God's glory. But I've just shared three ways that, you know, ungratefulness and lack of reading the word or loving the word and becoming cold, becoming no longer fervent in our first love for God. And so as we just wait before the Lord and we allow his word to examine us, the Holy Spirit to minister to us, we will walk in ways that will bring such joy to our heart, because we say, no, Lord, I don't want to do that. And Lord, we ask, if we've failed in any of these areas, we ask you to forgive us and give us your strength and grace. So today will be a new day. We'll start not tomorrow, but we'll start today, and that you will be glorified in our lives. Increase the fervency of our love for you, Lord. Help us to love you, Lord, with all of our heart, mind, soul, and strength, and our neighbor as ourselves, even as you have loved us. Amen. Praise God. Well, it's been a blessing and a joy to minister to you this week, and I pray that you will go stronger day by day in the knowledge and revelation of our Lord Jesus Christ. I love you, and I pray for you every day, my UCM partners. I'm so grateful for your faithfulness in partnership, in prayer, and in giving, and my radio family. I invite you to write, share your prayer requests, and until next time, this is Sister Glass saying, may God's best forever be yours, is my prayer.
You're listening to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast. Thank you for joining us. You're invited to write Sister Glass at P.O. Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. That's Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. You're also invited to visit our website, unveiledchrist.org. You can learn more about Unveiled Christ there, as well as email Sister Glass. Again, that's unveiledchrist.org. And please remember as you write that your prayers for this ministry are greatly valued, and your tax-deductible gifts of support enable us to keep this radio program on the air. Thank you for joining us today. Until next time, God bless.